Then the night come up again. My sister say, brothers, I think you should run. You run as far as you can. Now you have only one choice. You run, maybe you survive. If you don't run, you stay here, you're dead. Then I say, yes, you're right. I gonna go, but I don't have clothes. Before they kill me, they take all my clothes, they just leave me underwear. So my sister get me one old clothes to put on, and she gave me a dry rice. Yes, it's about a can of rice, dry rice that she kept. So with the dry rice, we can survive by just put in our mouth, chew it, and swallow it. The dry already cooked. We just dry it under the sun. So she gave me about a can of it, and she said, this is all I have. You take it, and you run. And I take that rice and run. Then I run at that night. I run that night, and I just assume, just like my two brothers was killed, I run toward west. That's Thailand. The only thing I know. Then I start to run west, but I'm not running in the jungle this time. I run on the road, on the street. I try to ride down, because Khmer, many of Khmer, 98% of the Khmer who is a guard along the street, don't read. As long as I show them a letter that I wrote, they just look, some of them look upside down, some of them look the right way, but I know they don't read it. And then they just do it that way to be pesky, and then they give back to me, let me go. But they ask you, where are you going to? Then I just say, I go from this place to that place, the close one. So then I go to that place, I hiding myself somewhere that no people can see me. I write another letter to go to another place. I doing that along the way. But unfortunately, I'm trying to go down to Tonle Sap. Then when I reach to that town, it's, they call what's that place? I seem to forget that place. They catch me again. One of the soldiers know me. Then they catch me, they put me in the execution jail. They tie up my hand, they take off my clothes, they put me in one room. It's not too big, but enough for me to move around. And I saw in that room, I saw a knife, hammer, like a baseball stick. I saw all those things that they use to execute people. They put me in there, and I know that this, they're going to execute me again. That night, I'm crying in that room. I'm praying for my mother and father to help me. I crying, and I ask for them to help me, ask for the spirit to help me, and I ask for God to help me. Then they walk by, they say, hey kid, shut up and quiet. You want me to do it right now? They saying that way to me. So I'm shut up. I'm not crying, I'm not yelling no more.